The Dáil is due to return on Wednesday, and all this week political parties have been gathering for their September get-togethers ahead of the new term. Today, three of the parties, Fine Gael in Limerick, the Greens in Waterford and Sinn Féin in Dublin, are meeting, and we'll hear from the three party leaders on the programme. And we kick off with Green Party leader and Minister for Transport, the Environment, Climate and Communications, Eamon Ryan, who is in Tramore. And Minister Eamon Ryan, good morning to you. You're welcome.
Good morning, Mary. Thank you.
Let's talk about the budget, because surprisingly, the Greens have not been talking about the budget. And yet, one of the Green issues, this is the final planned increase in excise duty on fuel and diesel due in October, may now be postponed. That coming from Michael McGrath, the minister, earlier this week. Will you oppose a postponement of these increases?
Mary, you're right. We haven't been talking about the budget because I believe it's better to wait to budget day. And the reason for that is you've got to get a balance. You have to make sure, first and foremost, that it's socially progressive, that it protects our people. And we've done that in the last three budgets. We were able on budget day to show independent analysis from the ESRI that actually those on lowest incomes would be protected most. And so secondly, the key change in this time, at a time when our world is burning, at a time when our weather systems are spiraling out of control, at a time when we're seeing tens of thousands of people dying due to the impacts of climate change, we also have to make sure that the budget steers this country in a radically different, better direction, which is better for our people in addressing climate change and restoring nature. So how you do that is you work with cabinet colleagues, you get the balance right. Mm-hmm. I don't think what it needs is people going out on every single item, one item at a time, whatever, promising this, that and the other.
And on excise?
No, we're going to wait and see and get the overall balance right within the budget. I think what we are going to be able to do, though, is to continue what we've done in the last 3 years in government, is put in budgets that do make that radical transformation in the country. I think a lot of political parties are talking about change, but I think a lot of the time, so what would be in the end, is just a change in political badges. What we are looking to do and are doing in reality is changing the quality of life and improving the quality of life and protection of environment for all our people. And I think if you look at that in terms of, it's not just in the budget that you do that. If you look even in the last week, the changes that are coming in terms of better road safety with lower speeds, better public transport services, Irish Rail opening up new services all over the country, better environment in the centre of Dublin, where we're going to radically improve and change the whole transport system for our people. That's the sort of change we deliver, not just in budgets.
So are you avoiding the direct question I asked at the start there? There was a plan for these increases in excise duty. It looks like, from what Michael McGrath was saying, there'll now be a postponement. Will you oppose any postponement?
No, I'll debate the budget with Michael McGrath in the privacy of Cabinet and in the meetings we have between now and then. I'm not going to make categoric decisions on the budget in advance of that.
Because, you see, if those hikes were to go ahead, would we see a situation where you'd have increases in excise duty at the same time as the government will be giving one-off credits to people to help with cost of living, like an energy credit? Does that make any sense? Giving with one hand and taking it away with the other.
Yeah, that is part of a balance. We did in the last year, there's been a very difficult time for our people because of the war in Ukraine, because of the high oil and gas prices. We did intervene with a whole series of measures, those four energy credits, major increases in social welfare protection, as well as changing the tax and excise and so on. Now, that was done for good reason. It was to help our people through a difficult time. It makes sense for us to rebalance then afterwards so that we do bring back the tax base that allows us to do other things, invest in education, health, social welfare, all the other investments we need. So I think the government has got it right on that. It was difficult, but there were the right measures. They were timely. We still have very high energy prices. I had a meeting with the Taoiseach with the four main energy supply companies during this week. We're keeping a very close eye in terms of the levels of people in debt difficulty, our default payments, and we will have to introduce some further measures just through this period, particularly of high gas prices.
But just on that, Minister, is for budget day.
Yeah,
just sorry to interrupt you there, but just on that, and Justine, and I don't know if you've heard, Flowgas has just announced a 30% cut in their prices as well.
And it's welcome. I think the reduction in electricity prices and gas is timely as we go back into the winter. But fundamentally, not enough,
the Taoiseach has said. More needs to be done.
I think there will be further cuts. It does take time because the way the energy and gas market or electricity gas markets work is companies tend to buy a year and a half ahead. Mm. So yes, we will see further cuts depending what happens internationally. Mm. But the other thing we'll see, and the other thing that the budget will include, is further extension of the money we're putting in to help people save their energy bills by improving their homes, reduce their energy bills by putting solar panels on the roofs. That's the sort of fundamental change that's actually being delivered by the Greens in government in terms of tens of thousands of houses this year. 42,000 houses, I think we're expecting, will be dramatically improved with the support of government grants to help cut those bills
and
as well.
And moving on, Minister, as we know, a terrible summer for road tragedies, fatalities above last year already this year. A promise of action by government on speed limits, a promise of action as well around enforcement and penalty points. We have Minister Jack Chamber this morning talking about mandatory drug tests for drivers in serious collisions, but no date for when that'll be implemented. We had him a couple of weeks ago talking about reduced speed limits, but again, no dates for implementation. There's a lot of announcements, but very little detail on implementation and when change will happen. Why is that?
Because it does take a certain amount of time on the road speeds. For example, we've 83,000 kilometres of minor rural country roads and we have to change the signs on every one of those. That takes a certain period of time. And to change the legislation, both for mandatory testing for drug use and for the speed limits. But we're absolutely committed to delivering that next year. The basic premise, and I think just there's one figure I always go back to on the issue of road speeds. If a pedestrian is hit at 50 kilometres an hour, they unfortunately have only a 15% chance of survival. If a pedestrian is hit at 30 kilometres an hour, that rises to 85%.
And doesn't that say all the more that the implementation of these new limits should happen as quickly as possible? There should be a sense of urgency around it.
Absolutely. And it would be the same, Mary, just on the other. There are various aspects to this road safety improvements. A lot of the deaths in the last year, the increased deaths, unfortunately, have been for pedestrians and motorcyclists. It is one of the other reasons why what I mentioned earlier on, the project we're looking at in Dublin City Centre, and we're going to replicate it in other cities and towns around the country, that you change the traffic system so it really is safer for pedestrians and cyclists and public transport users by design.
Indeed.
And that too will be implemented next year.
And staying with road policy, and you had a meeting with Fine Gael Parliamentary Party representatives this week. Let's talk about some of those roads. Longford's Michael Carrahy wanted you to clarify when work will start. Here we are at implementation again. When work will start on a stretch of the N4 Mullingar to Longford. Can you tell him and the people of Longford when work will start?
I had a good meeting with the Fine Gael TDs and senators. We agreed, or what I set out was my view, that the priority is going to have to be in a whole range of different transport demands we have, in part for the reason to promote road safety, but also to help protect our towns and restore our towns. Town centre first policy is to invest massively in bypasses and in taking traffic out of the centre towns so we can introduce those safer, better pedestrian zones and so on. And I think in we have a whole range of projects. Yeah. I have about 100 billion euros worth of transport projects.
This project that I asked you about, that Michael Carrahy asked you about, this stretch of road, when will work start on that?
There isn't a set time for the development, start of work on that, because because that would require to go through the entire full planning process. It's only at the end of that and all the various decision gates you have to go through that you have a timeline in terms of construction. We have a lot of projects which are in the planning process. There's a whole variety of different projects, public transport as well as roads, and we will have to prioritise because, Mary, we should also be honest with the people, particularly in the budget time, and it's a difficult time. I agree with Pascal Donohue and Michael McGrath on this fundamental thing that we need to get right. We need to protect our economy, not to overheat it, make sure that we do spend within the right economic advice as set out by the Fiscal Advisory Council. That means that some projects will come later than others. It means you can't build everything straight away, but we're committed to delivering
a national development. To the RTE crisis, your colleague Catherine Martin, the minister in charge, a strategic plan due next month. What is your party's preferred option for a new funding model for the organisation?
I'll have to discuss that again with Catherine and with the party leaders. My own personal preference was always for a particular media household charge for investing in journalism and in a public broadcaster. I think there are other options in terms of whether that's an exchequer payment or whether the current licence fee is adapted in some form. But one thing is absolutely certain. This government, our party, and I think the other two parties are similar, are very much the same review, will make sure that we do have proper funding for our public service broadcasting and indeed other media outlets. The Irish journalism is at risk at the moment. There is a real problem in terms of all the advertising revenue going to the Facebooks, Googles and other online services. We need to protect our media because we need, as part of our democratic system, a fair and accurate and honest news and information and entertainment services. And we will not let RT, whatever about the media crisis and the difficulty, we're not going to let it give up on what's always historically done, being a really good servant to the nation.
Briefly, how should it be collected? Should it be collected by revenue?
Yeah. I gave that at the start, my own
views. You said your own view was a media household charge, but how should it be collected?
Collected by revenue would be one of the ways of doing that. But that final mechanism will have to be decided by government in the coming months. In my mind, quickly, because what we don't want is this ongoing kind of RT in and out of Oireachtas committees morning, noon and night, and being distracted from the core job, which is actually providing fair and accurate information and entertainment and good entertainment for our people. We can't let RTE just go down a bin of constant controversy, investigations, committee hearings and so on. We need to get back focused on the core job it's doing, which is serving Irish people.
2% in the polls, Minister. Is your own future as Green Party leader now in doubt?
I don't think firstly, on that polls, we'll wait. The local and European elections will be critical next June. That's our first focus. I'm absolutely convinced that when we go to the Irish people and say, in a world which is burning, Mary, in a world where it's literally falling apart, and this is the decade of change, we will go proudly to the people saying, we have shown in Europe, in the national government and in local government, that we can deliver real practical effective change that addresses that fundamental crisis while improving people's quality of life.
And on that, Minister, I must leave you there. And thank you very much for joining us from your party conference this morning. Minister Eamon Ryan at 8 minutes to 8.